Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about distracted drivers. Ugh. This makes me feel awkward.
Yeah, you should. Because you're not a very good driver.
I'm an excellent driver. I just have the
You don't
Tesla.
Drive.
Right. Even right. Before I had auto drive, I used to hold my phone in the middle of my steering wheel and watch episodes of The Office.
That feels so illegal.
Sure. But when you're on like 225 and it's a parking lot, you're just like, I'm catching up on stuff.
You're probably illegally streaming it too. You're
breaking all sorts of laws. I was using Aaron's account. How is that? I don't think that's that bad.
I don't know. You're watching a full show.
But if you're not going, okay, there's two times where I think it's okay. You're going really, really slow. Really slow. Like you're on 225 going zero, sometimes 10.
If your next answer is going really, really fast.
Really, really fast. If you're going, if you're driving through Nebraska, who here has driven through Nebraska?
Yeah. Yes.
They know the speed limit signs are like, don't even pay attention. Get out of our state. This state sucks. Just keep going. God. Just I-80 is just a disaster. And you're just like, please, God, let this be over. It's flat forever. So you just watch a show.
The cops aren't even radar. They're watching.
They are too. Yes. They pulled me over to go, what episode are you on?
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, it's the one where Ryan started the fire. Ryan started the fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's that bad.
It's pretty bad.
Okay.
I have a former boss. I love this guy. Former boss. He was a great guy.
Ryan Seacrest.
No. I don't know what he did while driving, but one day he was driving us to lunch or something. So we go to get in his car and in the passenger seat is a bowl and a spoon with a little bit of milk left in it.
Dude, do you understand that the reason we're talking about this is William Shatner just did the exact same thing?
I saw the headline, but my boss literally...
He eats what?
Eats a bowl of cereal while driving. Not my current.
That would take... I'm sorry. No matter... Okay. Couple things I want to say. William Shatner was just seen doing the same thing. Yeah. That man is 300, 400 years old.
94.
The same difference.
94?
94 years old. I don't know. Like, cereal is a two-handed thing.
Absolutely.
And no one's that good with their knees. No one's that good with their knees. Unless you're going real
driving
fast.
Driving or holding it?
You don't hold the cereal with your knees. You drive with your knees. You can't hold cereal with your knees.
Right.
How did you
if
think?
If you have like the bowl in your lap or something, I don't know.
No, it's too far with
to
the
go
spoon.
With
yeah.
Milk. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just dragging.
I hate that.
Cereal's just not even that good to be like.
Dude, I don't
yourself...
want your opinion on this.
you're
so anti breakfast. It like drives me crazy.
I would do anything for a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch while driving, but I also won't.
But if you bought a Tesla, you could.
That's okay.
Because you just put it in auto drive, you're just like, you can even drink the milk
but isn't
and cover your whole face.
Is it still illegal to have your hands off on a
kinda.
Tesla?
Well, no, it's now they've come up with full unsupervised, no hands driving.
Why do you have a weight for it?
That was my solution before the new thing came out. But I do have a cheap one. Okay, but so here's the deal. I've seen a guy eating his earwax.
Yeah.
I don't think that's distracting. I was just driving down the road and he was like really getting after his ear or whatever. And I was like, ew, weird. And then he put his hand out and like looked at it. I was like, oh man, he got something out of his ear, which is wild. I never get anything out of my, like I don't have chunks come out of my ear. I just don't. Okay, whatever.
Every once in a while.
But then.
No.
And I was just like, would you rather be that or a booger, though?
Neither. None of those things should go back into your body.
You can't answer neither.
You're so invested in this guy. You're like in your passenger seat.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to distract me from my show. I think
just distracting you from your show.
I think I was watching Landman at the time.
Dude, get a life.
Okay. So if we have other ones, and everyone in the room has to admit to at least one.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be one you did. It can be one you saw.
Maybe a former boss.
Yes. If you've seen somebody distracted or you were, we want to hear your distracted driving stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or call, especially if you're driving.
Don't text.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, text. Text. Stop watching your episode.
This feels dangerous.
You're right.
Yeah.
I grew up in an era where it was very important to have a sound system in your car.
Oh yeah!
Off in the school parking lot beforehand. And the technology wasn't quite there yet with the CarPlay and all that stuff. Oh. So I had a cassette that then plugged into my CD player.
Yeah,
and so you'd have to let the CD player like you get the anti skip. You know, it has to like build up the anti skip. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's almost like the delay on the radio station. It's recording the music just a little bit ahead. So if it does skip. It just skipped. Yeah. It fixes it. Yeah, that was like the anti-skip
too much
CD
older
technology
than you.
Barely.
Yeah, because it wouldn't work right away. You had to let it build up.
Wait.
But I was always distracted because you had to time when you pulled into the parking lot with when the best part of the song is playing. And also, you had to let the skip. Every time you started the song over, the skip thing would start over again from the beginning. So I remember doing kind of like laps around the school, just not paying attention at all, just trying to get the...
So you're running over pedestrians?
Mm-hmm.
And-
yeah, mostly children. Outside, it's a school. No, come on.
Just a DJ since birth.
There you go.
Have you seen anybody? There was a story of somebody who thought a truck driver was drunk because they were swerving. No. And when they got up next to them, he was reading a newspaper.
Oh.
Education.
Yeah.
When I was a courier, you think my little weird phone thing? There was a woman who was also a courier who read books. She would
Have
her
around?
Two thumbs. Yeah, because she drove the same route every day to pick up things from all the... I think she was one of the blood people.
Before audiobooks?
No, she was just a voracious reader, knew the twists and turns of her route. So she would just hold the thumbs on the book and then just
dangerous.
And read.
What are we doing?
Well, we're celebrating it right now. We want people to call in.
Yeah, true.
I definitely, and what sucks is I no longer have these things.
This is going to be good.
I have played both the ukulele and mandola while driving, and Slacker now has my mandola.
Can have that back.
And Walk Off the Earth has my ukulele.
I don't think I can be friends with you guys. This is so dangerous.
You're saying you don't do anything. You've never done some makeup. You've never done.
I've done.
Eaten. Have you eaten?
No, not really. Not like a big meal. Not a meal. Maybe a bar. I really am just I'm okay. So nervous.
You've probably got a microwave in your car.
No.
I'm dead serious. You probably does.
It's not for here.
Have you, as a boy, I know Hacken will admit, I have 100% peed while driving.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron, you
got a Gatorade bottle?
No. Exactly. Yeah. We don't have quite the aim you have.
No. But boys,
I don't know that way. I had that great aim. No, but
definitely did not.
Yeah.
Because then you hit a bump. You're like, come on. Yeah. Yeah. It's so bad.
And you really shouldn't be driving your family when you're doing.
I know. My mom was in the back seat going,
okay, wrap it up, boys.
Oh,
quite literally, wrap it up.
All right. Oh, I get it. It's got two meanings. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wrap it up. Be done with the...
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your driving pee.
All right, so if you've done something weird while you were driving or you saw somebody doing something weird, we want distracted driving stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about distracted driving. For some reason, Erica just is... I don't know. I don't like her right now.
Yeah, party pooper.
You, I mean, dude.
I'm sorry. I care about the safety of others.
But other people do it. I didn't even get to the story about the Asian family that I saw that, like, they pulled up to a stoplight next to me, and then the dad pulled up this little package and pulled out a ear of corn and handed it to one of the kids in the back seat, and then pulled out another
one. They're at a stoplight.
Right, so he handed out the corn to everybody in the car, and then they started to drive away. Well, he had one too. So he's like spinning an ear of corn whilst driving.
It's always time for corn.
Corn on the cob, it's like butter hands.
Yeah. Did he have those little things you put on then that stick them in?
I hate you people who use those things.
That's love those things. I grew up with those things.
Yeah, they look
like
little
corn. You can just hold the corn.
Well, I do that now, but it was funner as a kid.
You get the steering wheel all greasy.
Okay. That's your big concern here.
I'm doing it while I'm driving.
All right. Distracted driving. Jack.
Yay.
Distracted driving. What did you do?
Yes. So I've been with my wife for 13 years. Well, dating and married. And I'm always the safest driver, always attentive. Right before Thanksgiving, we were driving to Costco to get some stuff. And for the first time in my entire life, my wife was just like reaching up. And because you said it, she was picking her nose, and I saw her, and I was like, what are you doing? And then she just, like, slipped it in real quick, and I was like, what are you doing? I had to, like, pull over for a second. Like, oh, my goodness, honey.
She...
It's been 13 years, and I've never seen this.
Your own wife picked her nose in front of you and then ate it?
She has never until then. This was literally 3 months ago.
She's live a double life.
Yeah,
this is less about distracted driving and more about the.
Or was she?
Yeah, I think it's either way.
Who was driving?
Yeah,
I was driving. Yeah. That's why I was so confused. Yeah,
he was distracted by watching
his wife fire down a cave goblin.
I would have to like file for divorce.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, no, why suddenly like, is this
some counseling coming up?
Yeah, well, I mean, the divorce is because she didn't share, right?
Ew, you're disgusting. I like actually feel ill.
Babe, if you got extra, that's salty goodness.
Thank you,
Jack. I don't know if that was distracted driving or what it was. Carla?
Yay!
Distracted driving. What happened to you?
Oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing this before, but my sister used to breastfeed while she was driving.
Oh.
I've heard of pumping, but not...
That feels illegal.
Very dangerous.
Not
the
feels.
Baby.
Is.
Yeah.
That's a loose baby.
Don't you talk about the baby's habits.
Okay.
When you go get your car seat checked by the fire department, and you're like, and what if I just...
Hold the baby.
Hold it in the front
right.
seat. They're against that.
This was who to you? Your sister?
My sister. Yeah.
I mean,
she's always on the go, but the first time I saw that, I was like, what in the world are you doing?
As long as you don't get in a wreck, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
As with probably all the stories.
Yes.
Take the wheel, kid.
And she'd go, never mind.
No.
You got to switch so you don't. I mean, you can't if you don't always.
Maybe she's pumping the other side.
Ooh, not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. So then. What hand is she?
Dual action. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't have to hold them anymore.
The baby? I'm trying to figure out, is there some sort of harness?
Naturally, you start pointing to yourself when you're talking about this.
Which one would you go for, the far or close? I don't know.
I'm not sure what you're referring
to. I'm saying, would you pull the baby all the way across your body or leave him closer to the console? So your elbow's resting?
But if you're putting him closer to the console, you've got to flip him around. Legs over here. So you're actually better just pulling them
all the way across. Like they yep. shadow your seatbelt.
Safest way.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she unbuckle as well, or was a seatbelt in the hole? Sorry, I got questions about this. Like,
you know, she did that thing where you kind of pull the seatbelt yep. down over your shoulder a little bit.
I got you.
Neither of them were really super secure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I feel like we missed the opportunity for a disclaimer at the beginning here. Like, don't attempt.
No.
This is a good spot to do it.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carla. Tina?
Yay.
Yay.
Distracted driving. What did you do?
Okay, so basically my thing is like, when I get off work, let's say I have like a meetup with my husband, or I have something that I need to go do and it doesn't, you know, involve me in my casual business clothes. I do this like all the time. I'm just driving through the city and I'm changing my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
While driving.
Not while driving.
Not while driving. What? Do it at Get Park where you're going, get in the back seat and change your clothes. What are you doing?
I have done this a billion times.
Putting shirts over your head?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pants off?
Yeah.
Winter's again. Pants on.
No, that I don't think that's a problem.
Yes, like, it what? Is.
What are you talking about? I've done it. We used to do Live at 5 downtown every Friday during the summer. So I would leave here at like 4:30 dressed as a slob, and I would show up there dressed, ready to go.
Because you would go to the bathroom here and change?
No, I would start driving, take off one shoe.
Oh my gosh.
Like you take off your brake shoe first. And then...
Is it... which one's more important?
Yeah.
I mean, your clutch shoe. Sorry, your left shoe. And then you just...
Okay.
Yeah. And you just slip your shoe, then your pants are off.
Dude, that disclaimer we just talked about...
Yeah.
Need it right
now. No,
do not change your clothes.
Here's the deal. I've seen you guys doing makeup. Clothes is easier than makeup.
Not while I'm driving. I don't.
Lies. I've seen... Look at Erica's face.
I do it sometimes.
Look at that rouge.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. It's news or nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or nope.
It's like you've toured with the song for years. You know what I mean? You're the band. And then you kind of do some little tweaks to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and everyone hates it.
They hate like, the song or they hate our tweaks?
Yeah. No,
sometimes don't you want to hear...
No.
Like when Taylor does acoustic versions of songs or whatever. Or
that is very different than whatever you just did.
No, when she changed the lyrics to the one song to the guy on the Chiefs coming home to me or whatever.
Oh my God, but that's so different.
That's not different at all. It's just exactly what I just did right there.
She didn't go up there and go like...
Do that again?
No.
Good evening.
Hack jumping in.
Welcome to the program. We're going to talk about the just mentioned Taylor Swift.
I thought I was going to talk about her.
No, I want to go to Erica for comment on this one.
Okay. I'm ready for comment.
Taylor Swift has been lying to us all.
Wait, what?
More is out about the Justin Baldoni and the Blake Lively case. Turns out Taylor knew a little more than she let on originally.
Was this about the text that leaked or whatever?
Yeah, her texts have come out. They've been part of the deposition or whatever, where they find all that stuff out.
Yeah.
Apparently, Taylor was sent a script ahead of the meeting. Taylor said, whatever you need, I'll do anything for you. And Blake was kind of coaching her up on some things. And it's being reported that Taylor coached Blake up on, here's how we can go after Justin.
What?
A script of the movie.
A script of the movie,
not
yes.
a script of what to say
right.
in these meetings.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to go to Erica for comment, because you probably know more than I do.
Let's go to our...
I am confused by all of this coming out. Like,
hold on. Okay. We're going to our reporter on scene.
Oh. oh, here I am on scene. I'm holding a microphone to my mouth, even though I have one in front of me.
Right, correct.
So what it seems like is happening is the actual legal paperwork is coming out. So we're finding out like the transcripts of the text messages, which I believe is where that info is coming from. And it actually also breaks down the like feud between Taylor and Blake. Blake did text her and be like, I feel crazy asking this, but is everything okay? Taylor was like, look, you kind of are talking to me like it's a business thing. And like, I'm your friend. And I understand where the coaching comes in is in some of the text. She says things like, I've been through things like this. I have been at the center of people trying to make people hate me. And that's so it's more probably like where, that's where she talked her through. Like, this is what they're going to say about you. This is how you respond, blah, blah, blah.
And she did actually say some of the texts I saw were like, she was talking smack about Justin though.
Yeah, I think she called him a
B.
Yeah, he was
a little B or whatever.
But if you were talking to your girlfriend about a man who was making her life miserable,
you would be like,
her team, Taylor's team still insists she was unaware that Baldoni was present during the meeting, which that's kind of a lie. And also she has not taken sides in the matter, but her text, her private,
make it seem like she
but their private text. So she hasn't publicly taken a side, but
it's such a, could you imagine like say our group text, the four of us suddenly,
if those came out, I would definitely be in a lot of trouble.
Right. So many things could be taken out of context. For sure.
Or even in their intended context.
Right. And it still wouldn't be great. So
more
I feel
than one of us
bad,
in jail.
Yeah.
Really for Taylor, because it's not like she did the
It seemed like
suing.
As soon as she realized that it was kind of that business thing, she stepped out. She was like, this isn't, I thought I was just supporting you as a friend.
That's what I want to ask. Yeah. Do you take these as like, Taylor's a liar? Because I take it as like Taylor's just being a friend, and once she figured it out, she's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
I think she's not a liar. I think she got caught up in it, and then her friend kind of pulled a fast one, like used her a little bit, for sure. Yeah. But I think it's fine to come out and say, like, to pick a side. Like, you're not neutral. You were on Blake's side at one point.
It would make sense that you would be on Blake's side. She's your friend.
But so Taylor, I understand her not wanting to throw Blake under the bus either because she was her friend.
Right.
So she's in a tough spot, but I think there's just no getting out of this unscathed. Like, you have to just...
But their friendship is over.
It's done.
Yeah. Which is even... Sorry. If they are done, why not just go, Blake pulled a fast one. I don't know what that was about.
I don't know that
I don't
it's
think she
done.
Wants to shoot the sisterhood anyway.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't... Even though she doesn't dig what Blake did, she doesn't want to be another
she's
woman.
She's still the godmother to, like, Blake and Ryan's kids.
Yeah. I think they're still somewhat friends because she says somewhere... Oh, where'd it go? Oh, I just kind of miss my funny, dark, normal-speaking friend who talks to me as herself. Yes, this caused a little distance, and you don't need to apologize. Just come back, please. I think Taylor's holding out hope that... This, but of course,
Blake becomes a normal person again after this is over because she's obsessed with this thing.
Yes, exactly.
Blake
but
is
these
just
texts
like,
were a while ago, so the fact we haven't seen them together even since, not great. Not great.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Alex Earle is in the news. I'm actually very excited for this.
Okay.
Alex Earle, who is a very big TikTok star, she was just on Dancing with the Stars. She and her family are getting a Netflix reality show.
Shut up. About what?
So she has actually a very interesting family dynamic. Her dad very famously cheated on her mom and is now married to that woman.
Okay.
And they have some kids together who are much younger. So she has kind of older siblings like her age and then really young siblings. And the mom and stepmom are together all the time.
They're friends?
They aren't friends, but they do it to be with family and to spend as much time as family. So
she's hanging with the homewrecker.
I really, truly, and like
wild.
The girls have had to like come to terms with like dad cheated with this woman, and now she's our stepmom and the mother of our siblings. I think the show's going to be really interesting.
It's almost like a modern Kardashian situation,
and dare I say, more interesting because they're normal people for now.
They're not that normal. Alex
she's
Earle
not
is
normal,
not a normal
but
person.
I think her family lives a relatively normal life.
Wasn't there? Was it Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, or was it Tim McGraw and Faith Hill? Which one?
Garth and Trisha.
That they were both married.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before and they, because I didn't know that. Like,
oh yeah.
I didn't. I remember finding that out, and they just seemed like such a love.
Yeah.
Story, and it's like, wow.
And then when you find out about Garth, you know the other thing.
What?
Never mind.
No, there's all these rumors that he killed people. He didn't kill people, man.
It's fully started by Tom Segura, and it's hilarious.
I love that. Good evening.
Good evening.
Some sad news.
Oh, God. This is the last story.
I do.
And you're going to end us on a downer?
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Prue is stepping down as a judge from the Great British
No! Bake. She is?
I don't know who's going to replace her.
She wasn't the original, though, right?
No, it was Mary Berry. No soggy bottoms.
Yeah. You guys don't act like you're not fans of
The Great British Bake Off?
I can't say I watch it.
No. Oh, come on. Yeah.
If you get a touch or does he kiss you? A hug.
A Hollywood handshake?
Oh, a handshake. That's what it is. Oh, my gosh.
How dare you?
I forget because he's just different. He's so smoldering.
His eyes. Oh, my gosh.
A hug or a Hollywood handshake.
It's a Hollywood. You're right. It's a Hollywood handshake.
What's a Hollywood handshake?
Paul Hollywood. That's his name.
Yeah. And so
when he approves.
He normally comes up and eats your cake. And it's just like, they're all eating these decadent, amazing cakes. It's just like, they're like,
and he's like, yeah, it's decent.
It's all right. Or sorry,
but what's a Hollywood handshake?
Like, he just looks at you with these steely blue eyes and he's like, well done. And you're like, oh.
That means it's delicious. Yeah, that's the
that
top.
That is far from a kiss.
It's been a hot minute.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm going to do something so incredibly dumb, and I want you all to play along.
Is it this? Is it that?
Oh, I love it. I do it with my kids. I do, blah, 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 blah.
It wasn't Madam.
No? Okay. I would try it.
The good news is you guys are in the right headspace. I know that T-Hack and Aaron are aware of this trend. I don't really think that Slacker gets it.
Which one?
Hi, America.
Oh, my God. I saw him today.
And this is my impression of an owl.
Yes.
Oh.
As.
Yeah. As. So, hi, America. This is my impression.
Oh my God, who are you going to do?
But the owl is Slacker. Who out there wants to sleep with me?
What?
I was trying
That's
to
That's your
work
moment? What in God's name?
Hit the air horn.
I got it for you.
I was driving to work today and I was thinking about that trend for whatever reason. And I have a couple more up my sleeve. But then I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to open the floor for you guys to also make fun of me. But the Slacker one came
That's
to mind.
That's not funny. I've never said on the show until this moment, who wants to sleep with me?
Okay. Who out there would be interested in dating me?
Okay.
Just trying to end the drought, you know?
Wow. I'm like Moses in the desert right now.
Yeah.
I saw, what's the name of the lady who's faking her voice?
What?
What?
She's famous for it, but then we found on the red carpet she's faking it. Coolidge.
Bend and snap.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
So I saw somebody doing her. It was like, hi, my name's Luke, and this is an owl. And he was like, and it was,
there are so
many. It was
many
so
good
money.
Ones.
I was like, oh my God, that's.
This
Perfect.
Is my entire For You page right now, and I'm not complaining.
Have you seen the girl who really nails? She does This Is My Impression of an Owl as Ariana Grande playing Glinda.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Who? And I think she does the toss with her hair.
It's so good.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the floor is anyone's. I have another one if you want me to go. And it does not make fun of anyone in this room.
Why did you leave with that one, J-Hole? What in the world? Why would you start with, who wants to sleep with me? I want to, we all know what Hack's going to do, so just do it.
What?
The one that's already been posted on our TikTok?
Yes.
Do that one. Hi, my name is T-Hack, and this is my impression of an owl, but it's Ray Romano.
Who? Deborah, who? Who? Mom, Deborah, who?
Slacker's having quiet laughs.
Is he okay?
Because I wanted him to keep going. I just didn't know how deep the well was because he just keeps doing the Deborah.
I'll tell you what, and I don't know if this is a compliment or an insult,
yes.
But I feel it's time that it sees the light of day. I showed that video to Dane, and he said, he looks like Ray Romano.
Oh.
I don't know if this is good or bad.
Good. I'll take that. Great. That's good.
That's good.
He's a good looking. Yeah, he's fine.
What?
He's fine. He's got a full head of hair. He's got.
Huh. Okay.
That's what you care about?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I do another?
Sure.
My name's Erica, and this is my impression of an owl, but it's actually Denver Broncos fans last Saturday.
Okay.
Who broke their ankle? So.
Okay. Does anyone else want to go? Or are we just done? I mean,
you
I have
don't
one.
Have anything on each
I have
other?
One, but I don't think I should do it.
You can
what
do it.
What do you
it?
Mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, my name is Slacker, and this is my impersonation of an owl as Erica. Who's coming to my wedding? Who cares that I'm engaged? Who thinks I'm the most special person ever?
In my TikTok drafts, that is essentially that. Okay. And it is of me.
Oh my God, I almost just passed out. Can you guys see that?
Because you were doing a lot of weird hand breathing.
Being Erica, like trying to be that stupid.
Oh my God.
Makes all the blood rush away from your head.
Let's see, guys. What more can we get on Slacker?
Okay.
Hi, my name is T-Hack. Okay. And this is my impression of an owl, but it's Erica.
No.
Who took my food out of the microwave? It's lunchtime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is Other People's Problems. We don't always tell you where you can find the other ones, and today is no exception. What?
Come on.
Go ahead, say where you can find the old
you
ones.
You can find them on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
You could even stream us live right now.
Absolutely.
If you're like, oh, my radio's spotty. Because I'm somewhere. Weird.
Because yeah. I'm somewhere.
Because
I'm somewhere. I don't know.
Somewhere.
There is a gas leak in the building. Yeah. So just what's happening, Hack?
Today we're going to help Tammy out. Her boyfriend is insensitive, maybe.
What?
You know, we might have to put somebody else in charge of this part of the show.
Why?
Because like I get you're trying to tease us, but yeah. Like you've given us no information whatsoever. Tammy?
Yay.
Hi. What's happening?
Okay, so a couple days ago, my boyfriend was on his way home from work, and I asked him to stop and get me a sandwich. And here's exactly what I told him. I said I wanted a turkey and ham sandwich with extra cheese, extra mayo, and all the fixings.
Okay.
But here's the sandwich he actually brought me. It's a turkey sandwich with lettuce on it and nothing else.
Not even a little mayo? What a dry sandwich.
Yeah. Sorry. Clearly
you're upset. No Mike's way, no nothing. Just the lettuce and the...
No cheese, it sounds
and
like.
And the turkey. Yeah,
and
no,
dry
no,
bread?
Exactly. I, of course, assumed there was a mistake, and I was like, hey, did they mess your order up too? And he's like, no, they didn't mess up anything. You've been saying you've been wanting to eat healthier, so I got you a sandwich without mayo and all the other unhealthy stuff. So,
yeah, I think onion could be pretty healthy.
Bold strategy, mayo. Boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Is this husband or boyfriend?
No, boyfriend. Boyfriend. So, needless to say, furious.
Okay, so when he said this to you, what's obviously you're mad enough that you're bringing it to us, which is bizarro world.
Which we love.
We do love, yeah. But not a healthy relationship move.
That's not necessarily true. Sometimes you need an outside perspective.
Yeah, and
he obviously thought it was healthy.
It's not okay. Yeah, like I've been talking about, sure, like I wanted to eat healthier, but it's not okay for him to decide when I specifically said, this is the sandwich I want. And he doesn't get why I'm so mad. Like, I was so excited for that sandwich, and it completely ruined my night. And I don't know how to explain to him how what he did was a total jerk move.
Did you have any mayo at home you could put on it?
No, we had mustard, which I guess is better than nothing, but it's not what I wanted.
Okay. Okay, is there any part of you that can see the good in what he did? At
no.
all.
No, because here's the deal. It's one thing when we're out together and we maybe have a conversation about it. He made like a unilateral decision for me when I specifically said, this is what I want.
And it's not like it was fried chicken or like a greasy burger. A sandwich is pretty healthy.
She said extra right. cheese, extra mayo.
And not just turkey, but turkey
and ham.
You know what? I'm sorry. I feel like I'm judging you. But guys, everyone hold your breath. I'm kind of with him. And I'm never what? With him. Yeah. I'm always with the girls.
Wait,
it's happened.
Wait, so
the aliens
okay?
have put one among us.
Yeah. And it's me.
What are you?
I've been working through a lot of like health stuff. We are working on balancing my hormones, which is like a diet. You do it with food.
Okay.
And my fiance is 100% on board. He's like, here's what we're going to have for dinner tonight. Because it follows all the things that we're like trying to be aware of.
Okay.
And yeah, without him helping me out, I probably wouldn't be as
right?
good.
Yeah, but you're agreeing to it. It's not like you come home one night and you say, I want Chinese. And he goes, no, we're having grilled chicken. You're agreeing to this.
I think he would, though. Like, if I was like, forget it for the night, he'd be like, Erica, refocus with me here. Let's just have the healthy meal.
I am
floored. Okay, well,
floored.
Apparently you are mentally more stable than I am because
Tammy, don't you worry, I am not. Yeah, no.
You just got to get to know her.
Yeah.
Let me just jump in with the phone number if I could. 303-222-5423. Please text or call. Can I ask you, I have to ask you, and I need you to be honest, like, how often do you, like, do you mention occasionally that you wish you could lose weight? Or do you obsess about it? Do you talk about it a lot?
I don't obsess about it. I don't obsess about it. It's just like, when I'm getting dressed and there's an outfit I want to wear, but it doesn't look good on me anymore. Like, I do bring it up. But it's
so literally every day when you get dressed. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's not what she said. Don't say every day the outfits don't look good. I bet they look great some days, girl.
Not every day, but it is. I do talk about it. So it's not like he just decided, oh, you need to be better.
So he's not a jerk. He's not going, hey, step away from the fatty sandwich. He was like, hey,
right. It's not like he's suggesting this.
Correct.
For the first time.
I want to say this.
Yeah, but it wasn't a suggestion. It was a decision.
I just need you to understand something. I need everyone listening who has female body parts to understand something. If you go, that bathroom door squeaks, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get WD-40 and we're going to fix it.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Even me, and I don't even know what I'm doing, but
right.
I'm going to try.
You're
going
to find
it.
A way to make that door stop right. squeaking because you complained, I fix.
Mm-hmm.
You say, we fix. That's what we do. We know you don't need us right. to fix things. Mm. You're very strong, empowered, all that stuff. But you keep bringing it up oh, that door squeaks. I'm gonna fix it. You keep saying you don't fit in your jeans. I'm gonna fix it. Mm-hmm. You're ordering a sandwich that has 400 extra calories on it. You're welcome. I just trimmed it down for you.
Mm-hmm. He should have put a little mayo on it.
Okay, but like, but I can't either get way, over if there that. Was a little mayo, Tammy, would you still be mad?
Yes. See, like, I wanted.
But even earlier, I think Erica said, like, it might be good to get an outside perspective. That's what Tammy's trying to do here. And he is somewhat of an outside perspective because he's not everyone's. It's easier to coach someone else than to do it yourself.
Like, 100%.
You all know what you're supposed to be doing. And maybe he's trying to go, I can make this decision for you. Now you don't have
but
to
I
do
think
the hard
that's
part.
Maybe where he should have discussed it and be like, hey, remember you said that you wanted to lose weight, whatever. Let's cut back. Just
no,
like
just
Erica
toss
said
her
that
the right
that's the problem I have exactly. Thought. That's the problem I have. He when I said this is what I want, can you pick this up? He didn't say, hey, what do you think about this? He just decided it for me, no conversation.
Tammy, what if he's trying to help you get ready? Because maybe you're gonna get proposed to soon.
Oh
Erica, I can't.
I can hardly get it out. Yeah.
No, I mean it is.
Yeah. Maybe he's just like, you know, she says she wants to do this. Little does she know her bridal era
ring.
Is going to start
her
soon.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, to be honest, we are that. We do things like that. Like, it's like, you should maybe get your nails done.
That one's a little less.
No, it's right. But I don't know what to tell you. I think there's other people who've been through this. I just feel like you can, if you love this man, you have to, you have to try to see it through a different prism. You do. Like, if you immediately think he's a D and he didn't do the right thing, you have, like, if you love him, you got to try to see what he meant by that. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
But, like, we're going to get other. I know this happened before. It's
or
like,
does he suck?
He might. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's cheese and mayo, you guys. Like, and ham. Oof. He did leave a lot of things off.
Exactly. Without saying anything.
I think if she's never mentioned it before, he's a jerk. The fact that she mentions it all the time, he's putting his foot on the pedal. He's like, all right, let's go. We can do it.
Yes.
Here's how to do it.
Can I? This is the last question, and then we're going to get some people to help you. Does his ham sandwich have all those things? Because, like, if you're really going to be supportive, then you go, like, look, I got wheat bread. Like, I got that seven grain nasty one.
He got like an Italian meatball sub sandwich.
He could work
but if he doesn't complain, if he doesn't talk about wanting to lose weight.
I know, but you can't, I don't know. I'm not, yeah. It's hard to go like, without being a prison warden, go, you don't get anything good, but I get all the good. Like if you're really being supportive, if AHAC was trying to lose weight, you'd have to stop having cosmic brownies at home. You'd have to hide them in your car.
Don't shake your head.
You would have to support her, man.
She's making a decision to lose weight.
Right,
that's
and
great.
You have
and
to support her.
So I also have to lose weight? Now it
you
sounds like
you have to at least hide. You have to go underground.
My gosh.
You do. I'm sorry, but you do.
100%.
If your fiance decided to stop drinking, you got to quit.
Well.
Okay. Tammy, don't move. Hang on right there. He's not. First, write down this date because Erica once like took the other side of someone female. Weird.
And I like Tammy.
She's great.
But she might be wrong.
You can't keep complaining about something and expect your man to just push that down. Right. He's eventually going to.
And love the fix.
Or it's like, I mean, if it's not a relationship, if it's like when I'm in high school and I'm like, man, I really want to work out before school and my dad gets me up at 6 a.m., he's like, you said, and I'm like, you're a jerk. You didn't ask me. I would have said no. It's like, yeah, that's why I just woke you up so you can come with me.
Yes, but that's your father.
But dad, boyfriend.
Sure. Yeah, we're not that close, I guess.
All right. Tammy got the wrong sandwich and is thinking about dumping her man as a result. What do you think? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We had Tammy on the phone. I think in a history of OPPs, doing one about a damn sandwich, we've scraped the end of the barrel.
We got a text.
Just a sandwich, though.
It's not, but we did get a text that said,
sandwich problems, slow OPP day.
To me, it does sound stupid, but it is a fundamental difference between men and women. Mm-hmm. You complain, we fix, now you complain again. What are you doing?
The texts are really interesting, I will say that. A lot of anger at the man.
Okay, if you missed it, here's the quick recap. Tammy said, boyfriend, go pick up food. I want turkey, ham, extra cheese, extra mayo. He brought back turkey and lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, but she complains every day that she needs to do better.
She would like to lose weight and eat healthier.
Extra cheese and extra mayo ain't going to get you there.
Nor double.
And ham.
Yeah, processed meat.
Second, yeah, mm-hmm. like salty water retention
right.
meat.
Mm-hmm. So boyfriend helping said, I know you've talked about it. I'll make the change. Yeah. And now she's upset.
Texters are on her side.
Her side majorly. And then there's some sprinkled in that are like, get your own sandwich. I think this is so one is dying on this hill that he forgot.
I saw
what
there,
she
yeah.
wanted.
Yeah, there was one text that said if you really wanted to help, he wouldn't have got her the bread, which is like, I mean, yeah. do you want to die as a boyfriend?
Right. Yeah, you don't just bring her like a lettuce wrap when she ordered a sandwich.
Here's just turkey wrapped.
Right.
Lettuce.
He's trying to work around the edges. Help her.
Yeah. Not just drop the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan?
Yes.
What do you think of Tammy's sandwich dilemma?
Okay, so something that she said in the very beginning is actually kind of just sticking with me. And she wasn't upset about, the fact that he was trying to get her to eat healthier. She was upset because she didn't get the sandwich that she wanted.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of siding with him.
Because what? If she doesn't get what she wants, she takes her ball and goes home? She's one of those people?
Well, not only that, but just like if the sandwich was that important to her, instead of sitting down and having a conversation about it, it sounds like she kind of blew up.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like what you read. Like, get your own damn sandwich.
There's a lot of that now that I'm looking further. A lot of people are like, okay. And someone said, was she at home? Go put mayonnaise on it.
Right?
Well, but they said, she said, they didn't have any mayo in the house. Oh, they only had mustard.
Okay, that's right.
So, but like...
Mustard's not bad.
Well, and also, don't you think that maybe he threw away the mayo in the house? I didn't even ask that question. Yeah. Like, why do you have any mayo?
Dude.
What house in the United States of America doesn't have mayo?
I don't know if we have mayo in this moment.
That is an insane thing to say out loud.
You hate mayonnaise.
That should be the... like.
Yeah.
That should tell you. But
it's
mayo goes on some things.
Yeah.
Sometimes mayo even goes in cake.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I didn't really ask how the cake was made, but.
Mayo is a substitute for oil. It's oil and eggs is all it is.
I don't want to talk about mayo anymore.
That's how I know I have a problem on any of those shows where they're like, we're getting healthy, and they clean out the pantry and they just throw everything away. And it's like, well, just let me eat it.
Did you really do that?
Let me finish it.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate the call, man. Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think?
He messed up. As someone who loves extra mayo and extra cheese, he should know better.
But you're complaining that you want to lose weight. And you can't figure it out?
Sorry, you're not complaining.
No. But Sarah, if that was you, which one do you want me to placate more? Your love of those things or your loathing of your current physical fitness? So as your boyfriend, if you and I were together and you go, remember, I love extra mayo and extra cheese, I'd go like, no. Like if
she's an adult, she can be accountable for what she eats. Maybe she had a really healthy breakfast and she wanted to have splurge a little on her lunch.
No.
I'm in this phase right now where I'm trying really hard. So I can't side with all of you being like, no, but that's what she wants.
You want it all.
That's part of dieting.
No, right.
Restriction.
Yeah.
Like, and if you can't do it for yourself, then your partner should help you.
He absolutely would.
My partner knows better than to come home with a dry sandwich.
I mean, look.
Leave it.
Light mayonnaise would be nice.
Thank you, Sarah.
Learned a lot about her partner there.
Tammy.
Tammy?
Tammy?
Yes.
Different Tammy.
Yeah. Different Tammy, I think. What do you think about the Tammy cheese-loving, mayo-eating?
Okay.
So what I said was I have this motto of don't get even, get ahead.
Okay.
And I would just make them suffer. And, you know, like if you cook for them or anything, then all your meals are just going to be kind of boring and blah. And if you like to go out.
It's giving, get even.
Yeah. Make him suffer.
Yeah. Healthy relationships on The Slacker Show.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You're all going to make fun of me. You're all going to make fun of me.
It's just a random Tuesday up in these parts.
And what? I don't know if any of you will have advice on this thing I'm going to ask for. So 303-222-5423. This is not going to go well.
Are you going to be vulnerable or is this, what is this?
It's a little mix of vulnerable and I just know I'm going to get an eye roll from every single one of you.
Okay.
I don't feel very bridal. I don't feel very in my bridal era right now. And I feel that I don't know why.
You don't feel in your, what?
It's like, I don't. Hack is covering his eyes so I can't see the eye roll.
What? Oh, we're back. I didn't roll him.
I'm trying to maximize the feeling of like, oh my gosh, I'm engaged until it's over. And it's rapidly approaching being over.
This is weird. I was thinking about your wedding this week.
Yeah, because you.
I finally opened the thing, whatever.
Right.
But like.
Yeah, of course you were. You booked a room.
Also, just like, this happens to me every year in like, I don't know, August, where you go, it's August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like 2 days ago, I remember picking up confetti in my house from New Year's, and now it's August.
Mm.
Yes.
Your wedding is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. You understand why I've been so stressed.
So, but what I don't understand, do you feel like you're not feeling the engagement, or are you not, what do you not feel, like, do you want to feel more in the interim phase, or you want to feel more like that build-up?
Maybe the build-up, but it's like, I didn't do an engagement party. I'm not having a bridal shower. So those are kind of two things where you get some people together and you like celebrate this thing. And I'm not saying it's bad. We aren't doing them. They were my choice.
What is a bridal shower anyway? Like, is it like
just the ladies?
But what do you get? Do you get stuff for the house? What do you get?
You get gifts. And then those people are expected to gift you again at your wedding. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
There's no good place to do one for me. I've got family in like Bay Area, Arizona, Reno, friends all over the place. Like everyone would be traveling. It makes no sense. I'm not doing it.
Fly out here and buy me a gift, then fly
out
back
here again
with and give me another gift.
Yeah. And by the way, can you come to my bachelorette party? Like,
too much.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fly to Austin and do another. No.
Yeah.
Which, on behalf of them, thank you for understanding.
Yes.
That.
Yeah. That's too many weddings.
So, but you think that could be contributing to why you're not feeling it?
Yeah. So I'm like, and I think part of it too is like, with Dane, it kind of feels like, yeah, like, of course we're getting married. This isn't like, I don't want to say it's not a big deal, but of course.
It's a very, like, I do remember a giant letdown.
Yes.
After weddings, because you spend all this money.
Weddings.
Well, I mean, if you're already living with that person.
Yeah.
And sharing a life and doing all the things, then you spend tens of thousands of dollars. You expect to wake up the next day skinnier, prettier, more connected, something
different.
Different.
But in reality,
it's, you're already doing it.
It's just a Sunday with the person you've been with.
Correct.
I could not disagree more.
Really?
Oh. Honestly, yeah.
You felt different the next day?
Absolutely, yeah. That's my wife. That's my
the
wife.
The word husband and wife really excites
we're
me.
We're married. This
but
is
you
awesome.
Were, you were living together.
Yeah.
She was already, it what did she, so, nothing it, was different. She made eggs the next day.
Probably not.
The eggs were the
what
same.
What do you mean nothing was different? We just made the biggest commitment of our lives.
You know what? I think I found the issue.
It was way different.
Shut up, Erica. I was trying to help. What?
Dennis,
no. What? There was a moment there. I don't know if everyone in the room could feel it. I was compassionate.
You were
on her side.
You totally were a man.
That is never coming back.
But when there is an opening,
no!
I gotta take it.
No!
Even just like, because we recently, the 2016 trend was back, so we were looking through photos to find old photos. Yeah. That's the year I got married, and seeing all the time, I didn't even know it at the time. We were so obnoxious. Every picture, my wife, look at my husband, look at my wife. But then we were so like in love. We still are, but we were in love. We were happy. We were excited. It was awesome.
You honestly, like you weren't calling her your wife 2 days before?
I don't think so. No, it's been a while.
So just the word.
The word is exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since but I still don't.
Like, we did it. I had definitely a new sense of, like, responsibility, too. Like, that's my wife. That's not my girlfriend, and that's not my fiancé. That is my wife. And I have a different duty now.
Okay. Did you feel any of the, I don't want to call it emptiness, but I don't know what else to phrase it as.
The wedding blues?
Yeah, like, bleeding up, though, of what Erica is feeling.
Like feeling, like, it's a big deal to you, and you will.
I guess because we had, like, struggled to get our groomsmen there on time. They had to be there to get, like, all that stuff was definitely annoying. It was like, don't you guys understand that this is important?
This is a big deal.
Yeah, this is a big deal, but not the, I don't think so.
I think the bride and groom thing is different.
Yeah.
I think he's closer. I think he's what you want to be. Like, you want this wedding
always,
to be
yes.
like his reaction to it. You want the build, you want all that, and you want to feel different the next day.
I think I will feel different the next day.
I think you're closer to me than you are to him.
No. Don't you ever say that again.
Listen, I don't know, princess. Because you're putting I'm spacing on words today. You're putting like a limit or like a anticipation, expectation, what is the word?
Expectation?
Yes, thank you. On it. So listen.
We're fine.
Okay, what do you think would make it different for you?
Well, I think I'm going to buy, I think I'm going to buy myself bridal sweats.
That's it, everyone. That's
the Slacker Show.
I feel that it's time to get a little controversial. We've been playing it too safe lately on this show.
Okay. I just want to take care of a tiny little bit of light housekeeping. We do this show. We hope that you enjoy it. We hope they become fans of our show.
Mm-hmm.
There is no bigger fan of controversial rankings than Erica Shea.
I know.
True.
Erica, look at her eyes right now.
Because even if he disappoints me, I know maybe next time will be better.
It's like Christmas in here. She is like, what's it going to be? It's...
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got dad, but he's crushed the numbers.
I have.
But he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when you call these lists.
They're rankings.
It's TX Controversial Rankings.
Go, son.
A little vaguer on this one, but we're going to try it.
Oh, boy.
These are things that we can all relate to. And I would like to hear if I forget anyone add to this list. These are the controversial rankings of things to say when you're done with the conversation. We've all been in that where someone's
this is amazing.
You like this one?
Yeah. How do you leave a bye? Yeah. Like,
you know, like someone's talking and you're like, we're done here.
Right.
And they won't stop talking.
Maybe you're stuck in the hallway and you're like, I really got to get back to work.
Uh-huh.
You're backing away slowly and they're not
They're following.
Yeah. We've all been in that situation. So these are the things that I think everyone can relate to.
Are they just sayings or are there movements involved? Like body movements involved?
It's a pretty open list. There's some, they're not all sayings.
I would like to point out that felt like a little bit of an admission there in your preamble, because you said, feel free to text in with any that I might have missed, which means you admit that you've missed things in the past.
Just with this one, because I want to learn. This is more of a learning opportunity.
We got some definite texts about your bread mishap.
Okay. All right.
We got some texts about your shopping cart mishap.
Well, that was mostly just Slacker from his burner phone.
It doesn't matter.
Although we did get confirmation that the mini carts, the whatever, what are they called? The car?
Trader Joe.
No, the Home Depot one.
Oh, the race car. Yeah.
Although they're gray now, which is ratchet. They're ratchet.
Last thing on this. Are there any wild ones?
Probably.
like, if you've got a wild way that you end conversations and it's not on this list, please. Maybe you drop it like it's hot.
Ooh, yeah.
And just get out of there. I don't know.
Because I don't have, like, faking a phone call or anything. Okay. Like, you know, like, these are just more.
That is mine. Thank you for taking it off the list, because that is. Hold on.
Man.
Wow. Oh, he's got to go.
Hello?
He's got to go again.
Hello?
I can see your phone background.
Oh. Oh, man. Other people can see that when I'm faking it?
Yeah.
Oh, devastating.
You ever been faking it and then someone calls you?
Of course I have. And it's like, I'm like, oh, I have that weird setting where my caller ID vibrates again. Okay.
Okay. So Let's start off, number 10, things to say when you're done with the conversation. Number 10, Got just a
Okay. And then a turn and walk away.
Yeah, just kind of That's kind of the transition to
I gotta go.
We're done.
See, you're having to add something, so that's not a good one.
Well, that it is a 10.
Yeah. You have to walk away. Like, you always will have to add something.
You can't just upward inflect an and walk away.
Well, if you do it enough times, they're gonna stop talking.
Is that somebody from Family Guy? Who is that?
I don't know.
That's somebody from Family Guy.
Is it the giggity guy?
It might be.
Quagmire?
He's got a really big chin. Did we talk to him once?
No, that was Warburton. That was the guy in the wheelchair. Warburton.
Yeah, okay. Joe Swanson. Number 9.
I heard the name Swanson.
Anyways.
Was that number 9?
Is that number 9?
Anyways, yeah. Anyways.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's a good one. Should be like number 1.
We've used an anyways. You could throw it in a lot of situations.
I don't want to do this to you. These don't end a conversation. They end that part of a conversation.
It's the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm. Anyways is the perfect way to go. Anyways, good to see you.
But like,
thank you.
That's not the end though.
But you're ending the conversation.
It's like if somebody's talking about something you want to talk about, then you go, And then, but it's like, you still have to follow it up with gotta run or fake the phone call, pretend to have a stomach cramp.
Oh, I just have those all the time.
You pretend.
She does. It's like every time I talk to her, she's got it.
Oh, man, it's real bad today.
Slacker's calling me. Number 8, our first non-phrase on the list.
Oh.
Just a big exhale. Just a...
Brutal, man.
Yeah. And again, these are not things to end the conversation. The title is Things to Say When You're Done with the Conversation.
So this is correct.
You start hearing this, you're like, they're done. They're done. They start hitting.
Okay, so now I get it a little more. I was. Okay.
And anyways. Yeah, yeah. That's totally what you do when you're done.
Well, you've done most of them. Let's see your exhale. Wow. Somebody get me a carrot. I need to feed that. What? Your whole face.
A lot of lip movement.
That was one of the wildest. Did you happen to catch yourself on the camera when you were doing that? Because if you slow-mo that.
Oh, yeah.
I want that so bad.
It got away from me.
It sure did. Okay.
Anyways.
Do not adjust that dial. This is really happening. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The things to say when you're done with the conversation. We're up to number 7.
Yep.
Which is a good, this might be a little Midwestern, but we'll see. Well.
With the movement.
The slap. Yeah.
Yep. I know it's an ope. Not an a welp.
Spell the word.
W-E-L-P.
Well, okay. Welp.
Yeah, yeah.
Welp.
I know it as an ope.
Welp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
No, for sure. Welp, welp is a.
Welp.
You can even do a welp with an exhale. Welp. Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Anyway, you can really just throw any of them together.
Can you do any other sounds at the end of the exhale? It's like,
You're really starting to get.
Oh my god! Yeah. If you string these together,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyways, well,
there you go.
Okay,
we're up to number 6.
Okay,
you can always throw in a, yep. Yep. You're kind of looking past them, you know. You're looking for your. You're at the cocktail party. You're looking for your next.
You're
victim of conversation.
Yeah, that's how my dad ends phone calls.
What?
Yep. Yep. All right, I gotta go. I'm not even kidding.
He just rapid fire yes.
Yep. All right, well, we're gonna have dinner. Okay, Dad, love you.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
My sister's not used to time him. He could get on and off the phone in about 10 seconds.
And the inflection could be different, you know, yep, or just a
yep. Yep. All right. Yep. All right. Well, it is my duty to tell you, sir, that we are halfway through the list.
Thank you.
So we will get to the rest of it. Maybe. You want to run through them? Just nope.
Nope.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyways.
Well, the rest of this awful list is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. You're still here. That's weird. Us? The listeners, if you're still here, you stayed for the rest of...
He says,
dumb things, but this is dumbers.
Yeah, run it back.
He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when you call these lists.
It's TX's controversial rankings.
He is ranking the things to say when you're done with a conversation.
Mm-hmm. You're cornered. Maybe you're in the hallway at work with that coworker, or you're at a cocktail party and you're like, I gotta work the room here. Let me. So you got.
Now
you
you're probably feeling terrible if you just now got in your car and you're like, damn it, I missed the bottom five.
What a good five they were.
Yeah, they were incredible. And you could get them on the Odyssey app. O-D-Y.
No, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay.
Doesn't he usually recap them?
Yeah, he's going to recap them. But you want to hear the genius that was us talking about them.
Yeah.
And mostly just to hear Erica do a horse sound.
And check out the video on our Instagram.
Yeah, that's the...
I don't know how it happened.
Number 10 is Number 9 is anyways. Number 8 was where we got the horse sound from Erica. It's just an exhale, just a...
I'll never try it. Okay.
Followed by maybe number 7, welp.
Welp is one that I definitely use. It's a very Longmont thing to do.
Is yep. a welp? Okay. Welp,
if Longmont feels a little like Iowa adjacent.
It's a little, mm-hmm. yeah, of that Midwestern.
Little rural.
Yeah. Yeah. For, yep. You don't want to be impolite.
Yeah.
Or you could just hit him with a yep. Which.
Dad's favorite.
That's Erica's dad.
I do have to say, as much as I hate this list, it's working because I am so uncomfortable.
Yeah, you want this to be over.
Like, I feel tension in my body.
He says yep one more time and you're like, I got it.
Okay,
like,
oh, you can go.
Well,
man.
Someone can
just
leave.
Go.
It's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyways.
We're to the top 5.
Let's go.
Number 5.
Yep.
Well, what can you do? It's a classic.
That's the best way to say, I was not listening to a word used then.
Well, what can you do? What can you do? Yep. Anyways.
Dude, boy.
This is just, I think we need a feature that is just Iowa on display.
Yeah.
And we just let TAC talk like an Iowan, get it all out.
Yeah.
No one's used a, well, what can you do?
No.
No.
Not here.
Maybe my dad.
Yes. How old are you, man? Well, what can you do?
This is like dad hack on display.
For
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do? Yeah, your kid's talking about whatever happened at school, and you're like, oh, what can you do?
Why don't you engage with your children? You complete heathen. Okay.
Number 4. Yeah. This is a good one. This may be a Longmont
so
one.
So the list gets better then.
It does.
Good.
Number 4 is, well, I'll let you go.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you go knowing I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
This one is that. My mom.
Oh. I do this.
I'll let
everyone.
You go. I'll let you go. Because it's you not having the strength to go, I'm done with this.
Go, yeah.
So you're just like.
Your mom does this to you?
Yeah, she does it. It's like, I don't want to keep you. Oh, God, did I just ruin one?
No.
I'll let you go and I don't want to keep you.
That's a good one too.
It's adjacent to I'll let you go.
But it's also polite. Maybe they do have something.
It's not polite. They're just done with you.
Okay.
It's really not polite because I'm here for the long haul. I have literally nothing else to do.
That's the worst if they respond with that. No, you're not keeping me.
Nope.
He's like,
well.
Anyways. Okay.
I love that one.
We're in the top 3. Number 3. These are things to say when you're done with the conversation. There you go.
There you go.
It's a little similar when you haven't been paying attention, where you're like, there you go.
Yeah.
You
know, they seem like they've made a point.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect for like a wedding or something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Why don't you go get another drink?
I want to hate this list hack. But Erica's so into it. Like, so her cheerleading is keeping me invested.
Does anyone have a guess for the top 1 or 2?
Yeah, we're down to the top 2. Do you have a personal favorite?
I would just use profanity and run. So
I was thinking running, but no one really actually does that.
You don't mm-hmm. end a call. You're not done with the conversation. And you go.
What? That was her running.
Fake a convulsion?
That was me running.
Oh.
My guess is well, all right.
Yeah, it's all you're like combining like anyways. Yeah. It's just other ways of saying welp is such a good one for me. Like welp is just like the welp.
I'm done.
You can hear inside welp. I'll let you go. Like when I hear welp, I hear all of them. Yeah. I hear the exhale combined. In there.
Yeah.
It's just like this. Like
you're sad. It's not higher.
Yeah.
I think welp is number one for in my circle, in my parents, in my cousins, my aunts and uncles. Welp is the like.
Okay. It was number 7 on this ranking.
Yeah. It's,
so it should be higher.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Probably should have been top 2.
Yep.
Well, let's get to the top 2. Again, things to say when you're done with the conversation. Number 2. I can't believe no one said it. That's crazy.
Oh.
I was thinking.
That's crazy. Anyways, well.
That's crazy. Number 1. It's kind of adjacent. That's wild.
I'm still going all right.
All right?
All right. All right.
It's, you know what it is? There's, have you seen those? I don't know if it's State
Farm. Alrighty.
It's some commercial where mm-hmm. they like, let's, this person in your family's not doing the right thing, and they sub somebody in. They're like, call in the backup.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those commercials?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's one where it's two girls sitting at a coffee shop, and the other girl's just not paying any attention.
So they bring in a backup.
So they bring in a backup, and it's like Teddy Bridgewater or somebody's like, oh my God, I'm so invested.
It's all the backup quarterbacks.
Yes.
Are the people coming in as backups.
That girl is like so invested on her phone, the first one who gets kicked out, she says all these things. She's like, that's crazy. Like, you're not even listening to me. Yeah. I really don't like my boyfriend. He doesn't pay enough. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, these are just like
filler words.
You don't care.
Yeah.
If I hit you with a that's crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm out. Like, this is hurting my feelings because a lot of my friends say that's crazy. I didn't realize that was a goodbye one.
They might not be intelligent.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Let's have the final one.
We'll do the rankings of things dumb people say next week.
I got lots to say.
Number one, Aaron had a good guess. Well, that's wild. That's a good guess. Actually, this was off air, so there's no proof of this. But Erica said number one right as we got off air.
What? I don't remember things from mere moments ago.
Number one. The best thing to say when you're done with the conversation. Oh, man.
Oh!
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You're saying old man is better than whelp.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's so versatile. Oh, man. Oh, man. Well.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm really, really horrified right now.
I should have never done this. I should have never put this in our... I send out a sheet. Like, everybody, we all, like, go through the internet and find stuff, and then I make a sheet of things we might talk about, and one of the stories is out there. I knew when I saw it that Erica would find a way to freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It kind of hits two big things for Erica, not to speak for you, but...
No, you're spot on.
Okay, so here's the headline, and all y'all just play along in your cars. What do you think this could have scared Eric? How? What? Your post-workout fingernails are 10 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
Mm.
And more likely to attract bears.
No, it doesn't say that.
Roar! Yeah. What two things? There's two things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what other things would there be?
I think there's only one thing, yeah, the dirty fingernails.
But the problem is, I'm a gym goer.
And she cares deeply about her fingernails. She gets them done. They're very important to her.
Have you guys met?
No,
I know. Well,
thank
here's
you,
a
but to me, that's just one thing.
I'm curious. Why did I say curious like that?
I'm curious.
What are you?
Pipe out of your mouth.
Curious about.
Were you always a fingernail person?
I became a fingernail person. Also, maybe we should explain what that is. I get my nails done at least once a month. Always. Now.
Is that a lot? That seems like very little.
No, I let them grow out pretty good, and then I go get them redone.
I feel like some women are weekly, right?
Every other, I think.
Every other? Okay.
Depends what kind of polish you do the gel. You're doing. I'm doing a hard gel, so these bad boys aren't going anywhere, but they're not fake nails. They're my real nails.
Those are your real nails?
These are my real nails.
Holy healthy.
Yes.
You get a lot of B in you.
Vitamin?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sure.
Well, it's also because they don't break, so I don't have to redo them often.
Please text in what other things B could have been representing. 303-222-5423. No, I thought maybe you started around the time you thought you were going to get engaged.
No.
Like, that's when you like kind of stepped
no,
up.
No, I've probably been a nail person for like 3 years now. It is the thing that I spend the most money on, for sure.
Really?
Unfortunately, the second thing is probably at the gym, and I'm about to amp that up. So,
okay, so yeah. Here's the quick thing that I want to talk about. Why is everything compared to a toilet seat? Because I just want to say
they're always your phone dirtier than a toilet seat.
My toilet seat isn't dirty.
Exactly, same. I clean my bathroom once a week, and like I bleach it, and I go hard.
I have the bleach things in my tank.
Also,
so my toilet is like the water itself.
A toilet bowl would be dirtier than the seat.
Yeah, I'm not pooping on the seat.
Right, and my butt
most of the time
isn't.
I mean, sometimes I'm in a hurry.
But like your butt's not touching things outside.
Correct.
So it's actually quite clean.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like we've got this comparison. It's like more dangerous than a bear, but bears aren't that dangerous.
Oh, don't.
No, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
It's exactly.
Like bear attacks versus shark attacks. Which one's more?
I don't want either.
Well, and more common.
Right.
Because there's a whole thing about more people are killed by cows than sharks.
Because
is
how
that
often,
real?
I think so. Because
what
how
are the
often
cows doing?
You're more likely to just be
trampled or something.
Yeah, suffocated by a cow than bitten by a shark.
So there you are. You've got your large inheritance with no will. You're taking a little nap, and then there's a cow coming
it
towards you with a pillow.
On you.
And
it's
like, no, I'm 20 thinking to 22 deaths per year in the U.S.
How many?
Yeah. 20 to 22.
How many sharks?
Cows kill you? Sharks are about 5.
Oh my God, cows really do kill more people than sharks.
Cows kill people primarily through blunt force trauma from being kicked, stomped, or crushed.
Cows can kick?
It's all during farming accidents. We don't go into the farm.
Not with these nails.
That's so true.
All right, so you're about to step up your gym game, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting personal training. Who? Tomorrow.
And they just dropped you.
Yeah. Is this something you're doing with the radio station, or are you just you're paying for this because you want to get nutty?
I'm paying for this because I want to be buff. I want to look so strong.
Oh my God!
Why?
You don't do that. Don't get buff.
Well, I'm not get actually going to get buff. Yeah. But
wanna,
I would like to.
You
want to
be strong like a bear?
Honestly, if it increases my chances of winning that fight, I'm in.
You should be stronger than a cow.
The Slacker Show.
I have no reason to use valuable airtime for what I'm about to do.
But
this is truly
anyway.
The stupidest thing I've ever done.
Oh,
that we've done
it.
Collectively as a show. I already know TX on my team, and I bet you I can get Erica on my team.
Okay.
And Aaron's just not.
Yeah.
Well, no, Aaron is the subject of this particular problem.
Oh, no. I love that. Every day I think we can go stupider.
Yeah.
Here we are.
This is it.
Yeah.
You know, I've come out as saying I don't like Erica's sneeze. I think it lacks substance. Mm. I think TX sneeze is not good or whatever. There's just like, and we like, you're like,
well, for the record, earlier today we were recording something, the mics were hot, and I was able to suppress my sneeze.
Congrats.
So I didn't pick up on the mic.
I would rather you just get it out there, girl.
But sometimes I do. I think you've heard louder sneezes.
No, but I've
and
never heard a
sneezes.
Real one. I'm not even, like, this isn't about that, but I'm just saying.
No,
like,
no. Keep going.
No, I just,
she wants the heat off of her, okay?
I just, sometimes I'll notice something that's not consistent with the values we have as a society, and I point it out.
And
your
sneeze
is not consistent with the values we have as a society.
What value as a society do we have that's not consistent with, I don't know, being polite?
A sneeze is not a controllable thing. So like, it can't be impolite. It just can't. It's an involuntary action. So when I sneeze, I'm like, my sneeze is that loud. It is literally a scream.
Dane does that, and I actually usually go, "Jeez!"
Yeah, well,
it's like, I
we
don't
can't
know,
help
control it.
It's just like a fart.
Your farts can be controlled, and they can be contained into a very specific
space. Some people don't have that level of...
Don't.
What'd you just do with your fart? Hand?
Yeah, he did
I
like
did
a,
this
a little,
with my hand.
A little contraction, if you will.
So now on to Erin.
Did she fart?
She might as well have.
Someone did.
Erin.
Yeah.
I'd like you to say the word important.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Speaking of impolite.
Okay, sorry. Sometimes my computer's just on loud. Okay?
Important.
People, we can't have that. Our society will not allow somebody to do that. Recently, we've gotten directives from on high, and like, people are breathing down our necks. So the word important has been said in meetings between the four of us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the first time Erin did it, I thought she was being facetious. And now I realize she just announces every damn T in that word, and she's got to stop.
Like, you might even throw in an extra one.
It feels like a lot of T's in it. Say what's over here that like...
I'm from Colorado, so those are mountains.
Mountains.
Do you understand how wild that is?
Not mountains.
Correct. Where's the T in mountains?
It's an important.
That's the extra one.
Do you understand how wild it is and how much I want to choke her out? Like, there's so many.
You know, I sit here as well, and I hear her say it, and no.
It doesn't bother you at all? It feels so...
It feels to me, because it's out of place, like you're angry or something.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like you're
really
saying,
that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, look at my ears. They're hot. It makes
the
me.
The very tips are red.
Yeah, because there was a woman. I don't even like. I will say her name off air. I think Aaron knows who it is. She's a radio DJ in other markets.
Okay.
And she enunciates every single word that she speaks. So when she speaks, if she says there is an important concert announcement coming up, I want to hurt a puppy and then take hurt puppy and throw it at her head.
Well, what's funny is you would think that's our job.
Yeah,
but no
one wants to hear us be holier than thou. Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I hate to say it. You nailed it there. The way you say important sounds
snooty.
Sounds a little like
snooty.
Yeah. Snooty. It does. So how do we get her to stop?
But I think she's always done this. I don't think that this just
it's
happened.
Not new.
It's just, maybe it's just because she's been saying it so much more because we have all these meetings and stuff.
Are you going to ban the word from the room?
I think I have. Like yesterday, we had a quick powwow in the producer. There are T's in words. You can say them. But like, I know this is a weird hill to die on, but like this has to stop.
It's just the one word.
That's exactly why it's weird.
The problem is, you brought it up, and she's gonna really
No, she's not. No, she's not.
It's Aaron. Of course she is.
All right, one more time.
Important.
If you would like Aaron removed from the show, please text the word important.
Ooh, the holier than thou texts are filling in. They're saying it's all slacker.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a story. If you're going to commit a crime, make sure you have the proper getaway vehicle.
I have a story who also wanted to make sure that they had the proper getaway vehicle.
The same story.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Miami.
Florida! Let's go!
Sneak attack.
Yeah, how long it would take.
That was a big gasp from everyone.
Yes. So I'm sorry, guys. We have to cut this short.
Okay.
I'm getting the loud environment on my Apple Watch.
So a woman in that city requested a ride from Uber, Lyft,
nice.
A rideshare app.
Gotcha.
This car shows up, and she looks at the driver and goes, "I am the captain now."
Oh,
and
no.
And takes the car.
she
stole her Uber driver's car.
That's not terrible.
What do you mean that's not terrible?
Yeah, but
it's not terrible.
That's pretty bad.
You normally call an Uber when you can't drive, but that's okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The driver left their phone in the car. Chaos.
Oh.
So you couldn't rebook a ride.
Oh.
But luckily, they were able to use the Find My.
Oh, police are coming.
Yep. So apparently the woman had just like driven herself home.
And she's
what?
And was just, yeah. She was like, don't worry about
my car now.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
I'm new to technology.
She thought you'd just get out of the car around.
We've all been in an Uber or Lyft where you're like, I kind of wish I was driving.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Maybe she thought she was in a Toro.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I just don't think so.
Yeah, no, there was a pink glass pipe found with her.
Oh, yeah, she had a little
glass pipe.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, my story is not from Florida.
Thank God.
It's from Australia.
Wow.
Hello. That's not the right one.
Hugh Jackman.
Did you see her face lock up? And then I was like, a new character on the show, stroke victim Erica.
Oh, no. That's so funny.
It was like,
I'm so fearful of that.
Is it one of your biggest fears?
Maybe.
Let's go.
I think it's already on the list.
It's on the list.
It is already on there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A few times.
I have a livestock thief in Australia. They decided to go steal a bunch of livestock, which that happens.
Yeah. Wallabies.
Yeah, was it kangaroo?
I don't. It was actually sheep.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they were borrowing the wife's ride that day, so they were in a minivan. They tried to shove 10 sheep
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot.
Four
max.
Yeah, no, they put 10 sheep in the back of a minivan.
Seven. I mean,
yeah,
the sheep can...
Well, and these sheep are smaller. Unfortunately, one of the sheep looked at the man and said, "I'm the captain now." And stole the minivan. Yeah. No, there was no biting. It just... Actually, what happened is it ruined the vehicle's suspension, so it created a trail of sparks, which alerted a very astute police officer.
How heavy are sheep?
I don't know. Maybe they're...
I don't know, but 10 of them is a lot.
Sheared.
Yeah. A woolly woolly bad idea. All around.
A woolly woolly. Woolly woolly. Bad idea.
Yeah, there was another level to it, Hattie. Those.
She is the captain now.
All the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Homes.com is the only place where you can find specialized neighborhood guides with the in-depth insider info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Want to know if there's homes for sale in the area? We've got it. How long has a home been on the market? We'll know it. Average lot size? Uh-huh. Proximity to local parks? Of course. Insight into your neighbor's divorce? We're working on it. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There are few things more fascinating than a child's imagination. You'll see it in the castles, the cities, and the spaceships they build, turning a few blocks into entire universes. Lego sets get to be a part of that from the very beginning. It's not just a toy, it's a creative building journey that grows alongside your child. Starting play as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, then transitioning to the smaller Lego bricks. And suddenly, those simple builds turn into detailed structures. That's the magic of Lego bricks. You're not just watching them play, you're watching their imagination expand. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Hi, I'm Doug Chamberlain, host of Family Health Checkup. Let's talk about healthcare that's affordable and rooted in faith. Redeem HealthShare offers flexible programs designed to fit your budget without compromising your values. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers supporting each other through life's health challenges. From routine visits to unexpected emergencies, Redeem helps ease the burden of medical expenses through shared support. Check it out today. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0.